Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. With Gary Amenith, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Henin on assignment this week during the Big Apple, the special December Christmas tour package we were talking about a while back with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, members from across the region checking out the Big Apple. And you can check out more trips at ndfb.org. Great savings and more right there waiting for you, ndfb.org. Gary Amenith filling in today in for Scott Henin. Those are big shoes. Hope you have the same size feet.
They are big, and I cannot fill his shoes. There's no question about it. We're going to shift the egg a little bit. We had Congressman Kramer here in the first hour, and we're going to shift the egg and talk a little bit about Farm Bureau. We have Wes Klein, Director of District 7 from Farm Bureau. Wes, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you.
Wes, I understand you guys had a meeting last week, and you had some gentlemen coming in and speak about water and really the Farm Bureau's approach to some mitigation issues going on at your meeting, and you had representatives from Congressman Kramer's office and Senator Hoven. And just talking about water and mitigation, we want to share with us what were some of the outcome and some of the talking points that came out of that meeting so our listeners can kind of respond and weigh in on this.
Okay, very good. We did. We met with, facilitated a meeting between North Dakota Farm Bureau and Senator Hoven's office and Congressman Kramer's office, their staff, and Don Parrish, who is a water expert with the American Farm Bureau. And it was basically a meeting to give the congressmen and senator staff a real-time look at what's happening right now with water issues and wetland mitigation in North Dakota. And it was, I think it was very helpful and greatly appreciated to have both congressmen and senator staff come in, not only here from a producer side, but also look from a potential legislative side at the federal level of some of the things that can be done and, most importantly, are allowable in the current Farm Bill, thanks to Congressman Kramer. And I think that's one of the most important issues that was discussed is during the last Farm Bill debate, Representative Kramer was able to put into the Farm Bill as a suggested use, a one-to-one mitigation, and what has currently come of that. And it would be put in place through a rules process by NRCS. What has happened in North Dakota since then is that NRCS hasn't even taken a look at that. And what the one-to-one mitigation is if a producer out there has cropland, he could take that, which is currently a wetland, and put that, the same acreage, over on an area that may not be croppable, put into production one area, and still have a wetland, create a wetland in another area that is going to produce ducks. What's happened since then is Ducks Unlimited has partnered with Natural Resource Conservation Service and basically thrown away the very stakeholders that they originally were to partner with long-term. NRCS's their mission statement is to helping people help the land. Our mission is to provide resources to farmers and landowners to aid them with conservation. And I think what has happened with NRCS, whether it's water issues, wetland mitigation, and conservation, is NRCS has moved from conservation, working directly with farmers and ranchers, to preservation, working with environmental groups such as Ducks Unlimited, which directly inhibits the ability of farmers and ranchers to produce food and fiber on their land.
Wes, is this really becoming a land grab? I mean, because we see whether it's been Measure 5 and all this conservation, I mean, most North Dakotans and I think a lot of citizens around the country, you know, of course we want to preserve our environment and preserve lands for citizens to go up, but we're still dealing with property right issues here, aren't we?
Yeah, yes, we are. And I think we as a general advocacy ag organization are looking at this not only as a land grab, but as a federal agency going way beyond its stated purpose, which was to provide resources to farmers and landowners to help them with conservation. I think it's definitely mission creep. When you look at who NRCS has partnered with, created memorandums of understanding, cooperative agreements, NRCS is no longer working under their rules. They're working, it appears that they're working under the rules of other USDA or Department of Interior organizations like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forestry Service. That was never the intent of NRCS. And I want to make it clear that this is a problem not at the technician level, but it's a problem at the district conservation level, at a NRCS office, and it goes up from there all the way up to the federal level. Where
do you think
is this coming
from the White House and just the whole idea that it's kind of the whole green initiative, take control and really, I mean, I don't know where these people think we're going to get food and where we're going to get production to meet the needs of Americans and people around the world with what farmers and, you know, agriculture has done in the U.S. And they hide under the think that, you know, the sportsmen, you know, and I struggle with all of the government taking such a proactive role and as you refer to mission creep and kind of coming mandates. And I just wonder how far up that's coming from, in your opinion.
It's coming from Washington, D.C., with people, preservationist bureaucrats in place all the way back to your district conservationist. It's how they were educated, how they have been brought up in the soil conservation or the NRCS system. And it's almost a culture now of preservation rather than conservation. And I think that's, and I really think in North Dakota we have the opportunity as one of the top producers of cattle and of grains to provide food for a growing nation and a growing world. I think we have the opportunity in this state, and in better than 88% of the people that voted in the last election clearly made that statement with turning back Measure 5 to put a stop to our federal agencies partnering with radical environmental organizations that want to inhibit the ability of farmers and ranchers to do what they do in their business, and that's provide food for the consumers locally, nationally, and internationally. So I think it's beyond even just an ideology. They've instilled a culture of preservation, and I really think it goes far beyond what NRCS's mission was about. It was to help improve the productivity of every acre of land that a farmer and rancher has. And by restricting a producer's ability to grow or to raise livestock on that land, that's not improving. That's inhibiting. And I think that's exactly what's happening with Ducks Unlimited. One of the other concerns that was discussed in our meeting is the fact that you have a private organization with millions of dollars at their disposal accessing private producer information in those offices. And they're going out, they're determining wetlands, they're determining wetland delineations. They have to have private producer information in order to do that. And when I say they, Ducks Unlimited. So there's a big concern about private information being handed to a private organization like Ducks Unlimited and what they can do with that.
Wes, one of the concerns, as we all know, many organizations start out with great intent and then they get hijacked for political agendas, and we've seen that happen many times in America. And you find these agendas that become fairly incestuous, and they start many times at the top level, and you can get off on conspiracies and the UN and all that kind of stuff. But yet, if you go to some of these websites and you do any research, it's pretty interesting what we find out there on the creep, as you referred to it, from these different organizations when they begin to impose their will, and they do it underneath the public good and impacting private landowners' rights. So we're going to be going to the break here shortly. We're listening to Wes King of North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to continue talking about water and mitigation issues. We come back from break. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen, who's in New York this week.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On your mind. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 with Gary Emmett. I'm Todd Mitchell. Brought to you today in part by High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache is one focus. Sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise and customer satisfaction. Have a number of used pull-type sprayers on hand. They want to move out. 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, 90-foot booms. They also have a few used Apache sprayers. You can take a look at them. Check the website out, highplainsapache.com. And now at the ET Ag Center, They're your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop in today. High Plains Apache in Mandan. Gary Amendeth in for Scott Hennon out on assignment out in the Big Apple.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Amendeth filling in, and we have Wes Klein of North Dakota Farm Bureau. He's a District 7 director. Give us a call at 1-800-228-0550 or 258-0550. And I'm just curious if there's any farmers out there, ranchers, that are feeling the impact of what Wes Klein's talking about. And all that's being driven by it, or sportsmen that don't agree with some of the topics being discussed related to water rights and the mitigation issues that are impacting the farmers. So, Wes, as we take our final segment here regarding ag, what are some of the things you're hearing out there from some of your Farm Bureau members regarding this and the impacts they're personally having?
Well, you know, on one of the issues we discussed was the waters of the U.S. And to give you an example of how serious this issue is, if that rule passes, basically the EPA will go from monitoring about 3 million miles of river system, navigable river system, to over 10 million miles of streams, ephemeral ponds. And to give you an example, just up in Dunn County, you have a spring that comes out of the side of a hill into a tank. And what the EPA is saying with this rule is that if that's flowing for 7 days, they have control of it, because that spring is going to run about a half mile to Fish Creek. Fish Creek is roughly 2 miles from the Knife River. Where it enters the Knife River is about 35 miles to the Missouri River. All of a sudden, you have the EPA under the Waters of the U.S. rule coming all the way back up into that private landowner's pasture to regulate that water, which has never been done. I mean, the definition of navigable water does not reach all the way back to a spring-fed tank that's going to overflow, and it will run for longer than 7 days. You know, if you have a small depression in a cropland, there may be water sitting in there for 7 days before it dries up, and there may not be water sitting in there again. All of a sudden, you're going to have the EPA coming in, and they no longer, an NRCS is no longer enhancing and working with farmers. They have become a regulatory and enforcement agency for the Department of Interior.
Well, Wes, this is typical government overreach, and we got a caller. Before we take the call, give us a call at 701-228-0550 or 258-0550. So give us a call. Tell us what's concerns on your mind as a farmer, rancher, or a sportsman. So we got a comment. Go ahead, sir.
Actually, I don't believe that's for the show.
Okay, so someone's calling. Well, there's a call to the amateur hour. There we go. So you give us a call at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. What's one of my things that I think I read about occasionally, and the listeners can do their own research on, you know, the UN and Agenda 21, but they kind of use this word sustainable development. And, you know, you know, of course, we want to be sustainable, and we want to replace what we take back, and we want to improve the quality of things out there in the life we have. But it's really become an agenda that is really been hijacked at a much higher level, isn't it?
Well, it really has, and I think it's such a misnomer for organizations to put out to the general public, the non-ag public, this term sustainability. Any business, of course, they want to be sustainable long-term, generation to generation. But more importantly, any viable business, the first economics 101 is to remain profitable. Because if you're not profitable, there is no such a thing as sustainability.
Yep,
so
that's correct.
Branching and farming is a business, and a business must maintain and be profitable in order to be sustainable. Now, when it comes to land, I think we've really created a a misnomer in that sustainable development. What is that? Well, we're not developing that land. We're managing it. The producers are managing it so that it remains profitable to the operation, and thus you have generations that come back to the farm. You have farms and ranches that are 100, could be 200 years old. Who is doing the conservation on those ranches, on those farms? It's the producer. And all they've ever asked is for the ability for an agency like NRCS to come in and help them create positive conservation initiative that's going to increase that productivity. What we have today is a federal agency that, instead of coming in as a help, is coming in as an enforcement arm of the Department of Interior and inhibiting those producers and their ability to create that profitability and the sustainability. If a farmer or a producer or a rancher is profitable, they're going to have the resources to do more conservation and to create those duck and goose wetlands, to create that upland habitat.
Wes, I would say, like, really, in the end of the day, who cares more about the land than the generational families that farm it, ranch it, their livelihood comes off of it, the family has their home on it, and I think Congressman Cramer many times has made comments that I've heard him when he's spoken about, the landowner is the one that really drives the care of that land. We can put all the regulations we want. We can have the federal government have agencies look over their shoulders, whether it's the EPA or groups like the NRCS. But the farmer and the family that owns that land is going to care for that more than anybody else. And who are we kidding ourselves about?
Absolutely. And I think we have a myriad number of examples going around the state of North Dakota of federal and state agencies that have acquired land either through eminent domain or through a sale. And you take a look at those ag lands, prior ag lands, in a lot of cases, they're a wreck. They're overridden with weeds. If it was native pastures, the invasive species, cane grass species, have completely taken over because they have not managed. They have not had a culture of concern and a culture of conservation that each and every farmer and rancher does.
And Wes, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back after the break with more questions.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Open line time on the way.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What's on your mind? With Gary Evanith, I'm Todd Mitchell, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Where in the world is Scott Henin? The Big Apple, that special December Christmas tour package with the North Dakota Farm Bureau members from across the region we were talking about. Oh, you could have been there, but there's always more. NDFE.org. Check that out. Hopefully he remembered, because we know how cranky he can get when he forgets his My Pillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And they've been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow to celebrate MyPillow's offering 2-for-1 in their original classic pillows. You can have the same pillows Scott and I get a good night's sleep with. Well, we have our own respective pillows. We're not using the same
pack. You don't share it, you're saying, huh?
He says it the same way.
Is that a king bed or is that a...
I just fell into planes, trains, and automobiles. No, these are two pillows. 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to make sure to get that special deal. 1-800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com. They're machine washable, dryable, just like your favorite pair of jeans. Just wash them like you always would. No tossing and turning. They stay cool. 10-year warranty will not go flat. Even a 60-night money-back guarantee. How can you go wrong? MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, MyPillow. Meanwhile, Gary Evanith has to get his own pillows. And we're coming up on that time of the year, so maybe if you're buying a Christmas gift for Gary,
I like it.
There you go.
You need a PO box.
You're buying a few Christmas gifts too.
I haven't done enough shopping yet, so that pillow is
2-for-1. So I mean, bang for the buck there.
Well, what I want to know is, are they feather down pillows? I mean, I heard your ad, but I heard we've been very successful marketing these pillows. But
patented interlocking fill adjusts to any sleep position, and it's non-allergenic. So if you're one of those people that gets sensitive to different kinds of pillows, if you get one of these, you're good to go.
I've got a question. Is it kind of a memory foam pillow, or is it, you know, it says interlocking, and I've had these memory foam pillows, and I wake up, I got a bad neck in the morning. This is not going to cause that problem for me.
No, this will not cause that problem.
Maybe I buy cheap memory foam pillows. That's my problem.
That's probably your problem right there.
Yeah.
If you go to the big box store and you buy a pillow out of the big box, then what happens? So you don't do that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Well, we've been talking this morning to Congressman Kevin Cramer, and what I'd like to know, what's on your mind related to the budget, what's going on in Washington? Are Republicans going to buckle under to Obama's pressure to, I mean, because we got this deadline of dealing with funding the budget, funding the government through, you know, the next until December 12th, and so there's a short window to get that done, and are Republicans going to buckle under to Obama's pressure, or are the conservatives going to pick up any steam out there? And I'm wondering, are there any callers out there that think this is an issue that Republicans have a mandate, and yet are they not flexing their muscle enough now, or should they just kind of take a walk and wait to January and then go put the bills before the president and see what he does about it? What do you think? 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And I noticed when we've been talking about this, we keep talking about Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer. Where's Senator Heidi Heitkamp on this? I mean, I know she has been supporting the leader, Harry Reid, most of the time, but she sometimes will play middle of the road, like when it comes down to Keystone Pipeline and some of those issues.
She's clearly not, quote-unquote, a good Democrat if she's taking that much of a hard line on the Keystone XL. So.
Well, and she has, and she's been reasonably good on gun control issues with, with the conservative movement. And so I don't know when's the last time Heidi's been on the show, but I think you guys had to get her on here and talk to some of these questions. Todd, is she on a regular basis, or you had her on recently?
It's been off and on. She's probably due right about now, and obviously things get a little crazy around election time, but we're well past that, and hopefully there'll be a little bit more downtime where we can get the senator on.
Well, what I was interested when I was talking to Congressman Kramer, he was there has been concern by the conservatives that the bill needs to be read. And why, if they're going to pass this in the next 48 hours.
Actually read?
Well, that's probably true, but we're talking about $1 trillion and 11 appropriations.
No disagreement.
And how do we get the public debate to whether there's outrage, which, we're, after Obamacare, we're still fighting that.
Maybe we can give each of the congressmen a 60% quiz on each bill. If they get it right, they can vote on it.
Now,
I realize that's a little off topic.
But maybe we could expand on that.
But why not prove that they know what they're voting on?
Well, that is one of the challenges that we have as congressmen. Now, Todd, one of the things that I saw in the forum today, there was a citation in front of TV cameras where a Minnesota hunter was out in Montana. And they showed up at the film camera because he didn't tag his elk quick enough. And it went about 20 to 25 minutes, but they ended up tagging him, citing him, $135 fine. He was kind of egged on by the camera. I mean, these guys were traveling with game wardens. Do you think that is appropriate to have a TV camera traveling with a game warden? And the gentleman is a 65-year-old Minnesota guy, and he says, hey, in Minnesota, we got time before we have to tag our elk. And it was a nice, I think, a 5 or 6 point bull elk. And one of the issues was, he said, we shot the elk, we were excited about it, but we ended up focusing on how are we going to get this thing out of here, because they had to cross the creek, et cetera. So we had a little bit of an issue with that. And I don't know, there's a lot of sportsmen in North Dakota, and is that
sounds like a technicality thing. I mean, how much time did it take him? How much time are you supposed to have?
Well, and it's kind of like,
he's in 65. He's not a track star. I mean, I don't know what kind of shape the guy's in.
Well, it's kind of, I'm
50. He could probably run faster than me, but that's a different
well,
story.
I struggle with the fact that you have camera crews traveling with a game board, and it's like pretty soon we're going to have traveling with police officers. And I know President Obama wants to put cameras on police officers so nothing bad happens.
We're going to do it in Grand Forks, and I'm not so sure it's a bad idea. I think it's a great idea. But, yeah, I mean, it can go a little overboard. I mean, if you're going to get everybody on a technicality, I guess that's not. I guess I don't feel like I have enough information to be able to say, no, this guy should have tagged it sooner. What exactly happened? But yeah, I mean, it's real easy to sit there with cameras all over the place and get people on technicalities. That's why people hate traffic light cameras.
Well, I tell you,
and speed cameras.
I lived in Phoenix, and I hated when they had those stoplights that if you happen to go through a yellow light, boom, it snaps, and you get a ticket in the mail. And I have to admit, it happened to me once or twice.
Or if you're going with the traffic, and I don't know if they still, I was there in 09, they had the speed cameras on the interstate there, the interstates. I don't know if they still have those or not, but if they do, if you're going with traffic, you can still end up with a ticket. Doesn't matter if everybody's 10 over.
Well, I understand that. And back to this hunter, what I want to know is, they called the fact that it took this gentleman, Jim Latvalia, I think I pronounced his name right, took him 20 to 25 minutes to tag his elk once he shot him. And, he was afraid, he's afraid he was going to have his elk taken away. So here this guy had this euphoric moment. He's from, gets this nice elk out in Montana. And now all of a sudden these guys show up with TV cameras with the warden and they start questioning him. Is that a reasonable time? I'm not a hunter.
I would love to hear from hunters on that one. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm with you. I'm not a hunter. I don't have the first clue, so. But 20 to 25 sounds like a violation of the letter of the law, not necessarily the spirit of the law.
Well, and what happens is, I think this is what, when you get a little bit government overreach and you don't, you know, we all want people to be law-abiding citizens and we want to make sure that we don't run stop signs, we stay within the speed limit of the law. But I mean, really, I mean, if the speed limit says 75, I wonder what percentage of people drive 79 thinking I'm good for 4 miles per hour. I mean, it's different to run a stop sign, but where's that margin of error when right. the law is set that you're, there's a tolerance for it? And this back to this hunting at 20 to 25 minutes. Is that a very, I mean, I don't know if that's a long time or not. I've been around hunters before as kind of a guy with a camera because, you know, frankly, I have to admit I'm not a very good sportsman to it. But
20 minutes and 20 hours are two different things. It's not like the guy went out and shot it and then went back the next day thinking he was going to tag it. 20, 25 minutes? Really? That doesn't sound like that unreasonable amount of time to me. Again, city boy non-hunter, really not the guy to be judging any of that, but...
Well, when
back to the wrong speed thing, I had an SUV a few years back that had the wrong size tires on it, and I didn't know it, and here when I was going 75, I was going 85 out of the hard way.
That's a bad lesson. That's a
bad
lesson.
Boy.
Our phone's ringing up. John, we got from Bismarck who wants to talk about it. John, we got a question or comment?
I got a comment. I actually just read an article about that elk deal in Montana. The guy actually did get his elk taken away. They fined him, I believe it was like $135. And he was hunting with his brother, who is like 71 years old. And his brother went and talked to somebody to help him fight it. The charges got dropped and they told him that they would give him the head of the elk back. But they had already donated the meat to a shelter or something like that. So he didn't have to pay a fine, but he didn't get the elk either.
What? That is absurd.
Wow.
They should have had to go to the grocery store out of that law enforcement officer's pocket. I mean, this is really overreach that I can...
Well, and the way it sounds is they're going to try to, file a claim to get, a $2,000 lawsuit for expenses and everything it costs to go over there and the cost of the tag and all that kind of stuff as well. So I don't know what will come out of it, but I actually just read an article last night on it.
Well, John, thanks for the comment. We appreciate it. Mike from KFYR in Bismarck. You want to comment about deer hunting or what's realistic for tagging? Go ahead.
Well, they just said, I know the North Dakota Hunter Proclamation says it must be tagged immediately upon being killed or harvested. But in this case, it sounds like the game warden is kind of trumping it up for the camera and not using common sense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can't instantaneously tag an animal. I mean, you got some time to get your butt over there. Come on.
Very true.
Mike, thanks for the comment. We got John listening to KFYR in Minot about taking an elk.
Well, as it relates to North Dakota, when we used to, I taught Hunter's Ed, and when we used to teach our students, we used to always tell them that your tag went on the minute that animal hit the ground, or the minute that you approached that animal. That was the first thing you did before you did anything else was to tag animals. So, that's how the laws relate in North Dakota. That's changed, but
John, thanks. Go ahead.
No, that's all I had for you.
Okay, it was a non-hunter. I appreciate the comment. We're going to shift our discussion a little bit to Sally in Grand Forks. She wants to talk about state funding. Sally, take it away.
State funding. I'm just talking about funding the federal government.
Oh, well, that's great. Talk about that.
Okay. Well, there have been proposals of funding the thing through the next fiscal year, funding it through this time or that time, through 3 months or whatever. And Congressman John Fleming from Louisiana was on...
Say, Sally, we're going to have to go to the break. Would you hang tight? We come back after about 2 minutes. Come back and hold your thought, please. You listen to What's in Your Mind.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's on your mind? Todd Mitchell, Gary Amonith, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Right now, time to find out what's on the mind of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Weston is a farmer from Manning, talks about speaking out on water and mitigation concerns with congressional staff.
Rancher in Western North Dakota, having a safe, secure, and abundant water supply is critical to our livelihood. Contrary to some perceptions by federal agencies and extreme environmentalists, ranchers implement best management practices to ensure this water supply for future generations. After all, we live on the land and drink the water. I recently had the privilege to attend a meeting with staffers from Congressman Kramer and Senator Hovind's office, along with the Director of Water Policy for American Farm Bureau. It's important we take time to share our story with our representation in Washington, D.C., so they in turn can help mold policy to benefit North Dakota agriculture.
Thanks, Weston. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Also brought to you today by PetroServe USA, Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Deli Express, double XL charbroil with cheese. Deli Express XXL chicken with cheese. Deli Express barbecue rib, $2.99 to $3.99. Getting toward lunchtime, as we'll start planning ahead now. PetroServe USA. So where is Scott Hannon? He's out at the Big Apple, the special December Christmas tour package with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You can find out more and join members from across the region on the next trip, ndfb.org. Gary Amenith is in for Scott Hannon on What's in Your Mind.
Well, welcome back to the last segment of the show. I've been filling in for Scott. It's been the last of 2 days as I prepare for getting ready to legislature today, starting in January, live from Peacock Alley. We're going to go back and talk to Sally, who we were discussing before the break on federal funding. She's listening to 1100 AM The Flag. Sally, take it away on funding that you were speaking towards.
Well, the other morning on Bill Bennett's program, a guest was Congressman John Fleming from Louisiana, and he proposed that rather than funding this thing for 3 months or a full fiscal year, that the current Congress should just fund the government until the next Congress takes office in January, and then let that Congress, you know, pick up the ball and do what they were elected to do, which is cut spending and, you know, take a conservative turn on our federal programs. I think that with the Congress and Senate that was elected, anything else would be governing against the will of the people. It was a pretty clear statement that they don't want this to continue. And I think it would be a great idea if the listeners out there would call Congressman Kramer's office and convey that, if they agree with that idea, that the new Congress should make the new budget in accordance with the will of the people as expressed in the last election. It wouldn't hurt to call Senator Hovind's office and ask him to support that when it gets to the Senate. But as far as Senator Heitkamp, she was elected to be a Democrat. She ran as a Democrat. It's a good idea to tell her how we feel about these things, but, I mean, the ones that we sent there to do this job, I don't think should turn around and, you know, accommodate a Democrat program that was voted against by the people.
Sally, you make a great point that there, when election's held and there's a mandate that try to push things through at the last minute is really a challenge, and I appreciate your comment on that.
And another reason why I do not personally, I know a lot of conservatives, and I'm a conservative, but a lot of conservatives favor the idea that we should have term limits. The problem with term limits is that you're always having a lot of lame duck people there that don't look over their shoulder and see what the people at home are thinking. And I don't favor that, because I think that in this case, we've got a lame duck Congress, and I think it's a dangerous thing to let them continue to legislate for the people who voted against them.
All right, Sally, thanks a lot. We want to get Ralph in here because we're getting a little close on time. Ralph calling from Garrison, listening to KFIRE 550. What's on your mind?
Well, I've had a little experience with this mitigated acres. The NRCS found 4/10 of an acre that had aquatic plants in it on my land, and basically weeds. They said I couldn't, fill that in, 4/10 of an acre. So I tried to go the mitigated acres route, and you have to deed the 4/10 of an acre of mitigated acres to them. You have to actually deed the mitigated acres to them. So I wasn't too impressed about that. So even though you can have the acres available, you have to deed the acres to them if you're going to the mitigated acres route. And I really don't like that one bit. That's
Ralph,
my
Well, thanks for the comment. That is what we talked about earlier, typically a land grab. But doesn't you'd think the federal government or these private associations that are not in the business of farming and ranching the land have enough land that they deal in. And when it comes down to all the capital raised and setting aside funding to acquire more land for the common good and taken away from private landowners, I think it's just not right. So, Ralph, thanks for the comment. This is Gary Emineth. I'm in the studio with Todd Mitchell. We're wrapping up the Tuesday. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling,
guys. Okay, you can always let us know what's on your mind anytime. 1-855-217-76. If you're option one, it could be 3 in the morning. You're not going to wake anybody up. Well, you might wake me up. I might be up anyway. What's on your mind? Round the clock. See ya back tomorrow with more of What Is On Your Mind.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.